Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for the full moon that's occurring on February 24th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and the energies that may present under this illumination. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we'll look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. I'd love to work with you. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path number 8, you all are going to be working with the energies of the 15-6 as well as frog energy. So let's talk about the 15-6 first. So it's likely that you will see around this full moon some kind of change to your domestic situation, right? It could be your home life, it could be your connection or relationship to friends, family, loved ones, or even your community with 6 energy. But it's likely that there's some kind of newfound independence that you'll feel in these connections, right? Where if you've been showing up to these connections as sort of more people-pleasing or sort of giving your power away, again, when it comes to like parent dynamics, siblings, very close friends, close community, or loved ones, if you've been giving your power away, you could find that you are sort of striking out on your own, that you're feeling this greater sense of independence and autonomy within those connections so that you're still able to sort of get the most out of the interdependency in a healthy way, but you're also stepping into your own independence. So that is very likely when it comes to some of these more heart-centered or those connections closest to your heart. It could also bring up sort of the need for deeper conversations, very honest conversations that can sometimes be very uncomfortable to be had, but there's some kind of change or transformation that needs to occur within these connections, right? And it may be things where you're blindsided by this, where you think things are going wonderfully and someone brings something to your attention that's really been bothering them. And with 15-6 energy, I would say it's to your best interest to really truly hold space and hear what they have to say. Like, you know, I talk a lot about being honest with others, right? Being honest with yourself and being honest with others. And that's important, but we also have to hold space for others' honesty as well. So if somebody's telling you that something is bothering them or bothering you within that connection, you just need to have space for that and hear it, right? Because they're letting you know something that's affecting them. How you move through that or how you choose to respond, of course, is entirely up to you. But there could be these greater conversations that need to be had. And it could be that because the 5 is involved, that some kind of change needs to occur. So some kind of modification needs to occur in order for these connections to work and to be healthier, right? For all involved. So you could see that come through at this time. You could also sort of feel this push and pull energy between your domestic obligations and your sort of personal independence and freedom. And what I mean by that is, you know, you might feel like this push to just go and experience life and travel and have fun and be free, so to speak. It's sort of this wild child kind of energy. But the 6 is saying, oh, but we have these obligations, we have these responsibilities, we have, you know, people are depending on us type of thing. So it's finding and striking that balance between those two energies so that you're not neglecting or bypassing your need for, you know, expression and freedom and independence, but you're also honoring your commitments and your obligations. So you could feel a very strong sort of, again, tug of war type of energy internally about how to satisfy both of these energies so that you're getting the most out of both of them. And of course, that's going to look differently for everyone, right? How that works for you. But I would say find your center in those energies so that you're, again, getting the most out of both of them for sure. But there's definitely something here about greater independence, a greater sense of autonomy, but also honoring that in others as well. So you could find also with this energy that more people need you now, that people are coming to you more, that your community comes to you more. This could be also an uptick in clients if you have your own business. So you're just going to have to figure out how to manage that uptick in responsibility with your need for fun and freedom and exploration. So with frog energy, I would just say with this, you know, there's something here about getting outside of your comfort zone, right? Like definitely paying attention to the new opportunities that present and not saying no to them because it feels outside of your safety net. With frog energy, you know, there's this sense of staying in the familiar, right? Like what feels good, what feels cozy. But with the 15-6, especially with the 5 in the 15-6, there's a push here for evolution, for moving way beyond the comfort zone and creating new comforts, right? Like exploring and then learning more about self and the world around you, and then bringing that into your own world. So I would just say with frog energy, just make sure you're not getting stagnant, that you're not stuck in the familiar and holding yourself back, especially as an 8, right? Because 8s are meant to sort of continuously take risks on this journey. And if you get stuck in your familiar and what feels safe, that's going to keep you from doing that. And you may find that this 5 energy, the 15-6, sort of pushes you outside of that anyway. But interesting energies here for you all around this full moon, 8s. But no doubt it'll bring some awareness to the situation that needs some kind of adjustment or modification. So for the better. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, 8s. Bye for now.